As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Yeah. Knicks game was fun. I mean,
yeah.
The Laker game was a blowout. Why are you going there? But now we have an interesting series because now everyone's panicking over that. It wasn't close, but I'll tell you right now, I'm throwing all my weight. I want to see Steph win another one. Jimmy and Steph, I'm on board. Let's go.
Well, is there anything in the playoffs even remotely as entertaining as Steph Curry?
No.
Anything anywhere?
No.
Even Doncic?
Like, even Doncic, even LeBron on the heater, like rolling back father time. Like,
there is nothing
as electrifying like as Steph on one.
When he is such a treat.
When he is cooking, there's just some of those shots.
Almost all the threes he hit last night were ridiculous.
Yeah, they're dumb. That's the Paul George. That's a bad shot unless he's shooting it.
Well, he missed a bunch early.
Yeah.
But he's even fun when he isn't cooking because he's trying to cook and it's not working out, but it's still entertaining.
Yes. And then you throw the fact that Jimmy Butler is in playoff Jimmy mode, and I just...
They're awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't know they kept talking on the broadcast about how good their defense has been since the Butler trade.
Yeah.
I didn't know how locked down they've been.
Yeah. And if you go back to when they were the dominant team in the league, for all the talk of the Splash Brothers, they had one of the, if not the best defense, and they talk about it all the time. They would make their mark when they needed to. They would play lockdown D, and then Steph or Clay would come down, hit some big threes, and their defense is what led to the offensive explosion. And they've got it now. They got some long rangy guys, and Jimmy Butler is playing 40 plus minutes, and Steph may not be necessarily a great team defender. Steph is not a sieve on defense the way that
some... He
works hard.
And they do their best to put him in a position to not get exposed.
Well, freaking Houston could do nothing.
No. Yeah.
And that was more alarming, I think, than the Lakers game.
Yeah.
Or maybe it wasn't. I don't know. I don't know what's more alarming. I mean, you have death... I mean,
we'll find out in game two here.
Well, yeah, but you have death taxes and overreacting to game ones in the NBA playoffs. Yeah. We do it every year. I would not overreact to the Lakers loss. Redick even said, he's like, weren't ready physically.
Yeah, he's like, well, they caught us off guard.
I think if I'm Houston, I'm worried after seeing that.
Yeah. Well, and you wonder, again, Houston, for all that Houston has going on for it, it's a nice collection. They don't have that guy. And it just reminds me a lot of when we've seen Sacramento have a year like this where they ended up the 3 seed, Memphis has been the 2 seed, and yet... You don't really buy them. It's a good collection, and in the regular season, it's good enough. But when push comes to shove, and now you're playing against Draymond, and you're playing against Jimmy, and you're playing against Steph, and you're playing against a team that's been there, you know, guys like that win playoff series.
Speak for yourself. I don't watch Houston Rockets basketball. So last night was the first time I laid eyes on these new Houston Rockets.
Yeah.
Tell me about that big, fat white guy in the middle.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah.
Oh, Şengün? He's awesome. Yeah. He was an all-star this year.
I love that guy.
Was he an all-star last year, too?
I don't know if he was last year, but this year, this was the guy. I mean,
he's awesome.
They never called him out specifically, but like people like Devin Booker were miffed that they, like, bigger names weren't on the roster.
Yes.
It's because he took a spot because he's awesome.
Where's he from?
He was like the number 15 overall pick. And is he Turkish? He was like the number 15 pick a couple years ago.
Yes, he is Turkish.
Turkish. Yeah, that's my that's the extent. I want to say about halfway through. In fact, it was probably the All-Star game when I first Googled him and went, "Who the hell is that?"
I love
guy?
That guy.
And they were, and people have said, for all the talk of Houston not having a guy, one, the Thompson kid has been really good for them.
Yeah, he's really solid.
And they were saying, wait until the playoffs, and by the time you're done, this how do you pronounce his name again?
Şengün.
They said that
Şengün, I think,
by the end of this series,
Şengün,
everyone will know who he is.
Well, we already do.
Yeah.
But isn't that a little bit like the Blazers saying, you know,
yeah,
like he's not, well, he's good, but he's not, good. You know,
well, and this
don't try to put him in superstar. Yes.
And this is the problem. And we do it with again, I just mentioned Sacramento with Fox and Sabonis. Memphis is a little bit different because I do think when Ja's on, he was that guy. But we do this a lot where we do try to take a good player and maybe even an all-star caliber player, and you try to make him into a bigger deal than he is. Like, look, making an all-star game is nice. LaMarcus Aldridge made all-star games. LaMarcus Aldridge was a really nice player. Dude, he wasn't a guy that was carrying you deep into the playoffs.
Yeah, this guy Şengün is no Jokic.
No.
No.
But I loved him.
But he's nice.
But he averaged 19 and 10 this year.
He's good. Yeah. Tree trunks for legs. Doesn't move. Doesn't ever jump, ever.
Although we put Draymond on our poster early in that one.
Yeah. Oh, I guess so. I guess he did. But he was all they had.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm just looking up to see, because I think he was he drafted? They said he was drafted by Oklahoma City, so he came over in a trade. But yeah, he's a nice piece for them.
Rest in peace, Rockets.
But is this going to be one of those, again, where we see it all the time, Team doesn't really have like a marquee player. Great regular season team, win 50 games, two or three seed, and then you end up playing a buzzsaw in the Golden State Warriors and you just get run out of the gym.
Well,
because that game was not competitive.
They just couldn't do anything offensively. No. And we just trust the Warriors. Yeah. We've seen, even though it's a different iteration of the Warriors, you still have Kerr, Steph, defense, yep. like dude, and Draymond, like that. We just trust that.
Yeah.
And that wins. That translates. This is what Nico's been saying.
Yes.
Defense wins championships.
Well, and of course, then we get, Luka had like 30. So the Lakers get drilled. They get blown out. A couple times they got it down to like 10. I was watching that a little bit, and they'd get down to like 9 or 10, and then it would get pushed back up. And of course, again, you want to talk about the overreaction. Luka had 37. And yet, we're right back to all the talk shows. Well, you know, this is what Nico was saying. 37 doesn't mean anything, as if it was Luka's fault that they got blown out. I mean, my God.
God, what a narrative.
Well, it's exactly. Like, no offense, but, I mean, dude.
That's not the story here.
Luka was 12 of 22 from the field, 5 of 10 from the behind the arc, 8 of 9 at the free throw line. He had 8 rebounds, but only 1 assist, and so now I love it. I listened to at least like 5 of these the douchey talking head NBA experts, all the ex-players.
Kalen Clark is white.
Crap on the guy that had 37 and 8, and well, they get blown out, but somehow that's Luka's fault.
He's the big topic.
He's the big
topic. Did you see what Nico said today?
He showed up in stock watch.
I saw the press conference. The door was locked when he left, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, he got locked out. George W. style. Wasn't that George W. that got up from one and
couldn't get out?
Went the wrong way or something?
He's like, what? Well, Biden did that a lot where he just roomba'd around. But yeah, I think George W. guy, he's like, where am I going?
Well, okay, so we'll get some more NBA stuff, including the legend of Russell Westbrook coming up in our next.
Hey, we had a Westbrook sighting.
Our next segment. We also have Joe Mazzulla, who is one of us. Get up!
He went from maybe just... Well, first off, that dude clearly is on the
spectrum.
He's
insane.
He's insane, but I'm starting to come around.
He's basketball Jim Harbaugh.
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
I'm starting to like what
If you didn't see what he did, it was great.
It was great.
So we will get to all of that coming up next on The Fan.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.